dictation for Chester Guild, G-U-I-L-D, December 1144, address as a letter to Sara, S-A-R-A, Sisco, S-I-S-C-O-N-P, V-A, Saginaw, 3214085. Dear Mrs. Sisco, post-hospital follow-up for Chester. He goes by Chet, C-H-E-T. He developed acute on chronic renal failure, likely pre-renal ATN that is resolving, did not require dialysis. He did have a post-ATN polyuria. Baseline creatinine between 1.6 and 1.8. In the hospital as high as 4.2. Since discharge within the last 10 days, develops an abdominal discomfort towards the pelvic area with some degree of frequency urgency. So local Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, concern for urinary tract infection, was given Bactrin as well as Pyridion. I'm not sure if a urine culture was done. Urine analysis always shows blood from documented ANCA positive vasculitis. Presently, no fever, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding. The urinary symptoms has improved. It still has some frequency nocturia, problems of insomnia, sleep apnea on CPAP machine and oxygen at night, no purulent material hemoptysis. Follows with urology Dr. Weiss, W-I-S-E in Grand Rapids. Presently, no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, the new medicine, Pyridion Bactrin. Otherwise, takes Flomax, Pravacol, Metoprolol, aspirin, a number of vitamins, low dose of prednisone, as well as Telcept for his underlying vasculitis. Next paragraph. He uses also inhalers. Next paragraph, today weight 191, blood pressure 138.44, I recheck, 100 over 60 on the left side, 92 over 60 on the right, with a different machine left side, 98 over 60, standing 94.60 and repeat 84.62. No respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, lungs are clear. There is a history of atrial fibrillation, no pericardial rap. No lumbar abdominal discomfort or peritoneal signs. No major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, January 19. Creatinine 1.9 improved. A normal sodium, potassium, acid base. A normal calcium, albumin. Liver function test not elevated. Glucose in the 170s, normal calcium. PSA at 2, T-reactive protein mild elevated 1.8, normal thyroid studies, normal white blood cell platelets, no anemia. He has recent echo, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Normal size kidneys without obstruction, has cyst on the right side. Prostate is enlarged, normal bladder. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. acute kidney injury, ATN, resolving, returning to baseline, did not require dialysis, and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or pericarditis. Next number, AGNCA positive vasculitis, biopsy proven 2015 with chronic hematuria. Next number, recently treated for bronchitis, requiring steroids, antibiotics, no organism isolated. Next number, evidence of obstruction of the kidneys or urinary retention. Next number, enlargement of the prostate, normal PSA. Next number, prior smoker COPD. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation. Watchman procedure of anticoagulation, normal ejection fraction. Next paragraph, blood pressure running in the low side with minor postural blood pressure drops. Continue to monitor at home, no evidence of sepsis. Beta blocker could be decreased to once a day instead of twice a day for a few days. Next paragraph, comments. I doubt about urinary tract infection. He does have chronic hematuria. We will see if a urine culture was done. He is going to stop the pyridion and the Bactrin. He will monitor blood pressure. I discuss all issues with patient. Plan to see him back on the next few months. Expect full recovery to baseline. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. End of dictation.